Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ka.
Yes, he is. And I am Kira Ra. And we are just honored, delighted, and feeling the blessing of being with all of you right now. So, hey, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. It is truly a glorious day here at Tosa Blue Mountain in the stunning Andes Mountains. And Sri and I also want to share, before we go any further, our full October predictions video was just posted just about a moment before we got on the air today. So make sure after this show over at official Sri and Kira at YouTube, you check out those official predictions.
Yes.
And welcome if you're at YouTube right now at official Sri and Kira watching us live. We are so glad you are here. We also welcome all of our listeners over at BBS Radio, all of our affiliates, including iHeartRadio, and of course over at OnenessTalkRadio.com, where I see we've got some chat going on, and we have some callers. So 517-208-1500. I'm looking. Let me just look at the call board real quick here, but it looks
we might have some room.
So get on the line right now, 517-208-1500. Let's get you in the queue. Remember, you do get to listen to the show while you're in the queue, and if it's your day, you know you're going to get your, it's just going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, beloved ones, welcome, 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 because we are right on the threshold of October.
Ooh,
and that October,
yeah, I feel it.
And that October energy is going to take us for a bit of a ride, so to speak, meaning it has its own authenticity, its own force, and its own invitation for you to stand up in your own authenticity during this dynamic month of October.
Well, and that authenticity is really going to be radiating as this full circle experience. Now, if you were with us yesterday on Explore the Mysteries, which is our Saturday show, we explained our background. So I'm just going to kind of move aside a little bit so that if you're watching us, and you'll notice that the energy we're trying to share with you for October is one of this very much, it's like the energy of everything is coming full circle. And thereby, it's like as these two energies come full circle, it's creating this vortex. And it's going to heat up the planet on a lot of different levels. But when we go full circle in an experience month, what it's really saying is that we have a very beautiful opportunity to really pop. And this is where this authenticity comes in.
Yes.
If we can lift through what will be a very intense drop that could very much keep some people, quite frankly, stuck for a long time. So there is just so much to share. And this is why we're jumping right in, because October is profound and hands on heart. Okay, I think this was big information, don't you? Right? We are at the culminating moment of a full 19-year cycle.
19 years.
And a lot of people were not aware of this cycle. But this cycle actually began in October 2000. And so if you look at the roadmap, so to speak, of consciousness from October 2000 until now, this past 19 years, which remember, the 1 plus the 9 equals the 10. So this is very much about being one with the infinite, about returning to self. That 10 is also this month because of that culminating cycle. So here you have the 10th month of 2019, okay? Then we have this 10 that comes in from this 19-year huge, huge moment. So much to share about that, right? Another 10.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring us to 10-10, October 10 this year. So as you can already feel, sense, know, this is a big show. We're going to do everything we can, but you will absolutely want to watch the full 20-minute version of just more about this that we just released at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube.
It's a dynamic moment whenever a cycle comes to completion.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about this 19-year cycle or any other cycle.
Well, it's the September cycle even.
Yes.
Because we're still in that choice moment if you're catching this live.
When a cycle comes to completion, imagine that you're riding a ride and it's kind of like going around the clock face, for example, and you have all these experiences at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, but when we get back up to 12 o'clock again, we have the wisdom and the opportunity to gather that which has gone before. Because when we are at the completion point of a cycle, that is the wisdom point. That is the point of collecting the gifts. Any other place on the cycle absolutely adds to your wisdom and your knowing, but the context isn't complete yet.
Oh, Sri, I love this. And this is exactly what this diagram is trying to also show you, is that the context is not complete yet. However, imagine right now, the universe is tapping your shoulder. The universe is basically screaming at you and saying, are you willing to say yes? And everyone is receiving the same tap on the shoulder. Everyone is receiving the same call. It's how you receive it. It's the context of the call. And so from those of us who are aware that we are being gifted with the blessing of the wisdom of the journey, that comes when we lift. And Sri, I believe we have the witnesser. Yeah. I want to pop up this graphic if you're watching us. So in order to really navigate this moment, in order to really go forward in this October moment, this is the month that it is honestly, with all my heart and soul, you want to try on, even if you think you're faking it, even if you think it's not real, you are going to want to try on multidimensional anchorship. And this was the intention of the September removal of the cloak, right? When we can remove that cloak of invisibility that was self-imposed, we see the greater dome of invisibility that was around us. Well, the way that we can live through all of this and not be bound or stuck by it is to simply lift. And that's why I have this diagram up again. The third dimension, which you'll see is that first little angelic head popping out there at the bottom of the screen. The third dimension right now is very much receiving the same call with a very different context. And so in order to not become distracted or depressed or put off guard by this, that fifth dimensional witnesser, and you'll notice of all the dimensions, it has the biggest wingspan. Why is that? Because the fifth dimension is the bridge between the third and the seventh. Now, this is really important to recognize and remember, because September was also about learning how to be on the bridge. And if what we're sharing seems kind of like, what are you saying? Go back and please, please watch our September predictions video, the official one that we put out for the whole month. Similarly, please watch the October one that we just put out as well. Now, where is this bringing us? Angels, it brings us to a very powerful moment. We are at humanity's, if not now, when moment. And beyond that, we all must be able to say, and if not you, who? And I want you to breathe that in. And Sri, I always like to share that I always think about when you and I, when the Archangel Zadkiel first came.
Yeah.
And that really, Zadkiel made it very clear to us that, you know, here was the mission, right? I mean, Archangel Zadkiel literally laid it out, and it's unfolded really, very, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And but we were given the choice.
Well, and this is one of the things that helps each and every one of us discern whether a message is of the highest
right.
and whether or not you are actually being respected and loved in the most unconditional of ways. So what I'm leading up to is when Kira and I came together, our energy fields united, and this brought forth the opportunity to connect directly with the archangelic realm.
That we could not do before we came
together.
And
prior to that time, we didn't have that opening. And in that moment, when Archangel Zadkiel came to us, this beautiful angel said, "Welcome. Welcome.
We're so Read Sacred Union, The Journey Home. This is all in there.
Welcome. We're so glad you found each other.
Yes.
Now, here is what your mission is, should you still wish to accept it."
It was very much like a Mission Impossible. I kid you not. And I think I did incinerate after we got it. I really do. But that's the point, right?
Yeah, is that you have the free will. When you're dealing with the highest energies, there's always an energy of love. There's always an energy of respect for your sovereignty.
Exactly.
And your free will. And that's what was offered to us. And we continue to listen, to consider, and to say yes, because we know the information that is guiding us is of the highest. And each and every one of you has the same opportunity as you align more fully with the essence of your soul, your authenticity. You will be guided. There is flow. There is abundance. Everything
yes.
is unfolding in the most wondrous of ways.
Yes.
And
yes.
sometimes we miss that perspective because we're in the Velcro pudding of the third 3D consciousness, and in that level of density,
yes.
then separation, polarity, fear, and all of those coarser frequencies tend to dominate.
So I want to remind you of something that we talked about last month. Sri, is this the new slide right here that has the quote
yes.
that I gave you this morning? Okay, guys, this was the Divine Directors, and I want you to just really breathe this in. When people are afraid, they will give away their power. When people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And in this month, right now, this is going to be a moment of soul freedom or soul capture. And we've talked about this quite a bit in our video that just got posted today, the official full October predictions. But this is a month where you really have an opportunity to pop into the most extraordinary exquisite experience of you that you have yet to have, carrying that full circle wisdom,
yes,
carrying
yes.
the context,
yes,
right? Or if you are going to have an opportunity to really drop back in. And I think this is important as we're sharing about the choices, because whether or not you do, it's okay. And this is the greater gift of October, is that the fear energy, the fear molecule, whatever you want to call it, the fear energy is being manipulated even of itself.
Yes.
Now take that in. And so here's the absurdity of that. I want to give you guys an example. Sri and I, part of what we have been called to do right now is we are in a mode, I don't want to say it's extreme fasting, but what I will say is that we're really in a moment of anchoring a much higher frequency. I think a lot of this is about
a refinement process.
Yeah, and we're going to be leaving for India and Bhutan very shortly, and I think that's part of what's happening. But the reason it's important to share with you right now is that your physical body in this month of October needs to know you've got this. So your body is going to act out unless you take charge.
Mm.
Now, this is really important because in this world of co-creative illusion, what is the most dense thing we all deal with? Our physical bodies and then the emotions that try to attach to them and then all of that coagulation that tries to make us think it's all real, right? In October, that realness is going to have a lot of energy, okay? And so there's going to be a lot. There's these two beautiful cycles that are coming together in October. Remember, we have that 19-year cycle that's culminating right now. And we also have this experience flow for everyone coming in. Those two are creating an entirely shifted, I think that's the word, shifted energy process. So here's the good news, and we've been practicing this the past week. It is so easy to slip into another dimension right now between going, I kid you not, guys, between doing parallel dimensions of this experience and slipping literal and feeling yourself kind of locking into the one that has the highest sense of outcome for you. We were working with 18 people that have been living here for the past few weeks, and we have been feeling the shifts together, watching the shifts together, miracle upon miracle. And I'm talking some really significant bona fide miracles. So that's the pop October can bring you. It can bring you the most illuminated experience of life you have yet to have, and the actual manifestation of the vision, dream that you have been carrying, as long as it's anchored in this field of sincerity, love, and presence, which can only begin at the fifth dimension to really anchor that. So on the flip side of that, just to say one moment, and then Sri's got so much to jump in with, is the drop.
The drop.
And the drop is going to be really compelling this month, meaning as this dynamic of flow, and I mean abundant flow, is going, and that's where I'm focused. That's it. I absolutely will not focus anywhere else except on that, because we all deserve to carry that, and I'm actually losing my breath connecting with everyone. Mm. We can feel you. So here's the drop. The drop is that it's going to be the distortion. And it's going to be using your body. And this is why we've been talking about the 5G. Your physical body needs to know that you've got this. Does that make sense?
It does. And what we're talking about here is compassionate leadership.
Yeah, baby.
Because the body is like a child.
Yes, yes,
And certainly your emotional body has a huge inner child component.
Yeah.
So what kind of guide or parent do you want? Do you want the demanding, punishing, do it or else?
Yeah.
Or do you want the firm but loving guidance that says, I understand how you feel. However, we're going this way because this will be better.
And the confidence.
You know, it's that confidence and
that
leadership.
It's about confidence, angels.
And this is part of you commanding your own spiritual awakening.
Absolutely.
We do not cultivate our spirituality as a reaction to what is displaying in our lives. We cultivate our spiritual practices and awakening because our discernment says, this is healthier for me. This is more expanded, more peaceful, more loving, more beautiful for me. It isn't a rejection of the consensus reality. It's a transcendence of it. And that's the difference between the loving leader and the critical leader. The voice inside of ourselves, when we have judgment, we are automatically separating and we're feeding separation. Mm-hmm. When we have discernment, we can see the positionalities and we can find our middle way or our healthier choice. So judgment is the beginning point for discernment. And the way you get from judgment to discernment is you add love.
I love that.
And so discernment brings the energy of loving acceptance into all your observations and wisdoms and knowings. And this is how you know that you're entering fifth dimensional energy, is that the compassion becomes more dominant in your experience, the recognition that people are doing the best they know how, given their states of consciousness and stress levels, et cetera. And that when we bring that compassion forward, we now have a grounding point to open into the seventh dimensional reality of complete non-judgment, which is peace. It is a spaciousness. These dimensional strata are always there for you.
Yes.
The question is, are you noticing and are you allowing?
Yeah, wow, those are great questions. They really are.
And so as we come into this whole October pop or drop, when we say pop, what we're referring to is that automatic buoyancy, that upliftment that is just rising like a bubble from the deepest pressurized areas of the ocean up into the lighter light-filled areas of the ocean. And that pop is an upliftment. And you'll notice how your perspective shifts. People look at you differently. They talk to you differently. And some of them are going to be saying, hey, come back to the way you were.
Yeah,
you know, there is that.
Especially in October. That's going to happen in October, guys. And, you know, one of the things I'm enjoying, what you're sharing here, Sri, is that coming up in the second half of today's broadcast, and also in our video that we just produced and also available at our website, is the PDF of this extraordinary message of benevolent compassion and leadership, right?
Yes.
And everything else you were saying that came through on, and I did the ascended numerology on this because it was so profound. So during the Cosmic Origins group that we just completed here, which was just
fantastic.
I think
please
off the charts is an
March.
Understatement. Oh gosh. I think we have one or two left for March and maybe one or two left for next September. Or do you have your own group you want to bring? Sri and I will host
we'll
a Cosmic
host
Origins.
For you.
For you.
Yeah.
But what is so extraordinary is that they came through on September 22nd with a message for you, with a message for the world. And this was the morning after we returned from Ingapirca. Now, Ingapirca, as many of you may know, is the only literal, big letters, fluorescent goddess temple in the entire Incan world. This is considered to be the Machu Picchu of Ecuador. And in many ways, I find it to be actually more potent than Machu Picchu. One reason, because nobody goes there. So it's still so pure. The local Cañari are still living there. And we were there in this extraordinary birth energy. This temple of the sun is an egg.
Shaped in an oval.
It is an egg. And it has harmonic tone frequencies and channels. And we're going to be doing a little documentary that we've started putting together about this and the sacred artifacts that we were with in Cuenca just the day before that. Why am I sharing all this in this moment? Because I'm hoping you can feel through Sri and I the transmission of energy that came through us, that the divine directors brought this through for all of humanity on September 22nd. So it is. We're going to read it to you. In the last half of the show today, it doesn't take but more than a couple minutes to read. We're going to put up the PDF when we read it so you can read it yourself or listen. But I encourage you to stay with us for the whole show because it's how we're going to close the show today. And then go get it, download it, share it, get it out there. It's already at the homepage at
shriandkira.com. There is a layered wisdom in this transmission. And as you work with it, it will pull forward a greater depth of recognition and expansion.
Yeah.
And ultimately divine love.
Absolutely. And so as we go back and say, okay, this is a gift that Sri and I knew we could give to all of you, a touchstone during October. The other gift that we're offering during October, we're bringing it up right now because actually the discounts end tomorrow, the 30th, is that in the month of October, the Ascended Masters were very clear that it was time for me to release the full multidimensional soul charting process of Ascended Numerology. Now, I'm sharing this for many reasons. The reason it was October is because in that month, when your mind is freaking out, am I doing this right? Am I losing it? Am I going backwards? Am I popping or dropping when I don't know what's happening? You can actually find out yourself. This is a science, and soul charting is very much about, you know, why are you here? What is your mission? Am I on track? And your soul code looks very much like an astrological chart, because what the truth is that many astrological charts actually came after soul charting. Soul charting is the ancient, original, Essene science of numerology, and it is based on 13 digits, and it is based on the infinite. And in October, we are a 10 month. And in ascended numerology, that is about the one with the infinite. We are all being given an opportunity to be one with the infinite. And let's not forget that on 10-10 this year, it will actually be another 10-10-10 year because of the 19-year cycle. And it's on October 11th that we touch the first breath of the pre-shadow of the Mercury retrograde. That is how this month is going to end. This month ends October 31, Halloween night, All Hallows Eve, with Mercury fixing in retrograde for the November choice. And so I don't even want to look at November or talk about it yet, because October is one big moment. It's the first, it's through the 31st. It's going to have swells, but it's one big moment. So what do you want to do with it, right? If not now, when?
Yes.
What are you wanting to birth? And this is why I think this ensoulment was so important, because it birthed after we were at Ingapirca, literally during the September equinox, which is all about birthing, really birthing and noticing, and I think a lot of you are noticing too, that with the ability to start shifting these parallels so easily, it's really easy, we can actually shift or push and make our dent in the illumination of the planet. We are making a difference, and together we are better. And the key is for us to not stop. And we've been preparing you for October all year. And so this is your five-star general moment to stand on the hill with me and to say right now, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, because the universe is reaching out to you and the universe is inviting you to say yes and also loving you enough to say no. However, if not now, when? And if not you, who? Because they will move on. And will you be okay with that if you're conscious of what's being asked of you? And that is that cycle. That is that full circle awareness that in this month of experience, we have conscious awareness of what it is we are experiencing. And that is it's extraordinary.
Yeah. Conscious awareness means that not only do you notice what's going on, your heart is activated around what is going on. It's like watching a toddler begin to go out into the street or some other unsafe place.
Yeah.
You just sit there and watch. Oh, so.
Also.
Or do you recognize that this person is unconscious of the situation they're in and seek to lend a hand? And
I love that. And you know, I'm thinking of us seeking lending hands. We have such a full call board. Hey, guys, it is 517-208-1500 if you want to try and get in, because we're going to start taking some callers. And Sri, I just have to go to Kalamazoo.
All right, Kalamazoo.
I have to say hello to Kalamazoo.
Here we go. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. 517-208-1500
if you want to try and get in, we're going to start taking some callers.
Okay, Kalamazoo.
Hi, Kalamazoo. We can hear you. Turn down your radio.
Hello there. Turn off your other...
Hello.
Hi.
There you are.
Is it me?
It is you.
Okay.
Yes. Hi. Welcome.
Okay, that's wonderful. I just figured this out. Hello. My name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
And I have met you guys just this year, and I am so thrilled. I love you both so much. I'm so grateful for everything you bring to the planet and
Thank
all that you share.
Thank you.
Oof. I've been on the path for over 20 years and was part of the lineage holders and took your beautiful class, Sri, of Ascended Healing, and I feel so blessed.
Thank you.
I have been hiding in the proverbial forest, and I know that it's time to birth, bringing my gifts out to the world to serve and also to help me make a living. I went down to part-time work, and oh my God, I just love you both, and I would love whatever you have to share and a mini soul reading. And wow, I love you. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I just, Angel, I feel you. Wow. Do I feel you as you're sharing? And I just want to first share that it is, your heart. I just keep coming back to your heart. And the whole time you were sharing, I was feeling not a pain, but like a tightness in your heart. And so I'm just kind of like rubbing, and this is physical. I'm feeling my physical heart right now. And what I'm connecting with is they're saying that deep within you is a dream that you had as a child that you suppressed, that you thought you had brought back, and that as you have been walking your journey, It's like you've been playing with this your whole life. And as I feel into your heart, I lose my breath. And so what I'm being called to share with you through your beautiful guides, and for all of you out there that might be experiencing what this beautiful one is going through, is that it's time for you to believe in yourself again. They're saying go back to that moment where you still saw the magic. The moment where Santa Claus was still real, you know, just to give you that example. And they're saying to weave that knowing that certainty into the wisdom of the mature being you are. And they're showing me like this beautiful braid. And they're saying that this will bring it all together and you'll be able to climb up the rope and see the next plateau. And so welcome. You're already out of the woods. And I am very, very, very happy that we had this moment to say hello together. So thank you, my angel.
Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Namaste. Many blessings. Many blessings. Wow. Well,
beautiful.
Should we dive? Should we get
another
caller right now? All right.
Folks.
Let's do that. Where are we going, Sri? Let's go to, are we going to Las Vegas? We have to go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Viva. Hi.
Hello, Sri and Kara. How are you guys today?
We are lovely. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm so fabulous. This is Stefan from Las Vegas.
Hey.
I've been following you guys for a while now and recently just spoke with you, Kira, on Soul Mirrors.
Oh, cool.
A few weeks back. And I have just been coming into myself so much. And
yes.
I just sense everybody around me, you know, doing the same. It's been a hectic month that almost felt like a Mercury retrograde with all these other planets releasing retrograde.
Agreed.
And, you know, Pluto's coming into itself soon, releasing its retrograde. I just feel like this month has been so important for planning and preparation.
Yes.
And, you know, remembering and releasing. And, you know, you guys have been saying this all year, and finally it's coming into fruition. It's the energies are so fabulous and
mm-hmm.
so fantastic. And the number one thing that I want to share with everybody is just remember that you can control your destiny.
Yes.
Do not let anything distract you, because
yeah.
in those moments where you have the most distraction and you pop out of it into yourself and you find yourself, those are the moments that make everything magical and worth it. Just remember your inner divine power. And, you know, that's what I wanted to share with everybody today. We're so blessed to
wow.
be here at this time with people like you and spirits and souls that are helping the Mother Gaia collectively. And thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Oh, I love you so much.
Big hug.
Just feel us holding you. Oh, my God. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing of you and being here today. Mwah. Bye, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye, angel. Oh, Sri. Oh,
how
yeah. beautiful. Well, I think we should pop back to the East Coast right now. And it looks like we're going over here to maybe it looks like either Washington, D.C. or Maryland. Not sure.
Welcome.
Hey, Washington, D.C. or Maryland.
Hi, Sri and Kara. This is Jean.
Hey!
Hello,
Jean! How are you, my angel? We are loving you, honey. What a gift to hear you today.
Oh, I just had to call in to share the great week I just had.
Right on.
The past 7 days, the first 2 days, I came down with a very severe cold.
Mm.
So severe that it reminded me I have tools to use. And once I started using my tools, I was have done the self-centered mantra over a million times in the past 4 days.
Oh, bless your heart.
I have never fasted before, but I couldn't eat. I couldn't hold anything down in my stomach.
Hmm.
But the beauty of the week was, after the first 2 days, it's like Zakir says, you know what to do. You have your tools. And I got my rods, got my crystals, and I started dreaming. Actually, it looked live. And it's like I was in the procession for 3 days in Baudin.
I'm so excited.
I was following you and Shuri in such a way with all the colors, and you keep looking back at me saying, Jean, can you keep up? I said, yes, I can. So please forgive me. I had to shared this with you.
Thank you.
I am doing very well.
Yeah, you
are. I just started eating today.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
But I feel magnificent. Yeah. So I like to finish by saying, I am resurrection.
Yes.
I am life. And I will be in Bhutan.
Oh, yeah. And we will see you tonight on our Bhutan family call. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'll get to see you this evening as well. Well, Jean, thank you for sharing that. And I want to share with everyone who is just listening to you as well, because the transmission you just offered us was more than just your personal sharing. I think all of us could feel that you have been doing some personal clearing, and you have also been receiving a higher level attunement. And so on behalf of all of us who are being invited by the universe to step up to a higher level attunement, thank you for saying yes. We love you, and we'll see you tonight.
Yes. Namaste. And I love you both so much. Thank
you. We love you, honey. Namaste. Wow.
Well, wonderful. And you know, I just want to say for those of you listening, what Jean just expressed was he was called to a cleanse.
He paid attention. And this ties into what's happening.
Yeah. And you may think, oh, I'm having a little cold. But what is a cold but a congestion releasing? That's the very nature of a cold. And that if we honor that and we proceed accordingly, however you're guided, whatever liquids, et cetera, those energies leave. Those energies move through.
Well,
they transform.
I think we should talk about this for another moment, Sri, because this is very much the energy of this moment. You know, this is, and if you watch the video we just put out on October, you're going to hear us talk more about this, but the body must know that you've got this. And I think as a personal example, Sri and I, during this time, I have myself not even trying or attempting, just noticing that my taste buds have radically changed. I barely eat. And it's what my body wants right now. And by saying yes to what my body wants and not forcing it to do something out of habit, it is giving me more vitality. Sri and I are in an active reverse aging process. We are going to be doing reverse aging intensives with people. If you want to come here and literally learn, we will teach you how to cook the way we cook. We will help you learn how to redo this while integrating a higher level of consciousness. Because what's missing from all of those books out there that are telling you how to eat and what to do, what's missing is that they have not factored in your level of consciousness. And I can only use myself as an example that I was doing everything, quote, right. I kid you not, eating better than probably 90% of the people out there. I mean, vegan, heavy on the greens, you know, eating everything in perfect balance. And it was still not right for my body. I had to go now grain free. And I did read, and I was very pleased to read, No Grain, No Pain. And it clicked. And what clicked with me was actually through the cosmic heritage. It was one statistic that was in there. Mm-hmm. And the statistic pointed out that people were healthier pre-agrarian than post-agrarian. Meaning with the introduction of grain, our lifespans shortened dramatically initially, and we had greater health concerns. Well, if we look at our cosmic heritage, that makes a lot of sense. And so taking it into a different level of consciousness right now is a way to pay attention to our bodies. And what Jean just showed us is about how fear, because I will share that I was really going through a very rejection of all, I'm still rejecting pretty much all food. However, having gotten rid of any fear that there was something actually wrong with me and knowing there isn't, because I did have all of my blood tested, what I've learned is that when we are ascending into anchoring a higher frequency energy, our body will naturally want us to let it rest because it's working overtime, adapting to the frequency. And nobody is talking about that. That how much energy, how much digestive matter, how much of your emotional body is going toward adjusting to a frequency. So this month of October is a moment to say yes to that frequency and to give your body what it's asking for, to pay attention. And that's the way you can offer the reassurance that I think will help really make this a pop month that will blow your mind at how joyful it can really be.
Joy-filled.
Yeah.
Joy is the signal. And joy is always a resident bubbling up that comes from inside. And I'm sure you heard it in Jean's voice.
I did.
As he was sharing.
I sure did.
And it's important to remember that your nature, your divine nature, is bliss. It is
exactly
that joy. And so that when we allow that to come forward for no good reason, you know you're on track, because we don't need a reason for anything.
No.
One of the things that happens whenever we share something like this, you know, there'll be somebody that writes us about it, says, well, what about this theory or this way or, you know, this diet? And I'm reminded of the beloved Essena, the ascended Essene, who shared that as we lift, we become more thoughtless.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean disregarding. It means less thoughts, because we are now in alignment with the natural flow.
Exactly.
And that flow is divine.
And I love that, because it also invites us to recognize one of my favorite Zadkiel quotes, although I have so many, keep your eyes on the divine at all times, right? And when we keep our eyes on the divine at all times, then that is exactly the manifestation right there. And I love that. I just think that's a beautiful.
Beauty all around.
Should we go back over to the call board?
Okay.
All right.
You want to go to New Jersey?
Well, let's go to New Jersey. Why not? Hey, New Jersey. It looks like maybe Vineland, New Jersey. Hi. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi.
Namaste.
I was just calling to ask how to maintain my self-trust through my longing to express through music.
Mm.
And it feels like recently, I've been taking the steps, but it feels like recently there has been something that is trying to stop me from being in my joy, even though I'd say it's like a battle, but, you know, my divine essence isn't battle, and it's something else.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, honey. Take a breath. So, couple things. First of all, you are so beautiful. Your energy is so clear. It is so bright. You have this almost fairy-like quality around you, and lots of bright, bright, bright light, very harmonic, angelic tones around you. And what they're saying to me is that you are still finding your voice. And that doesn't mean a singing voice necessarily. They're meaning you're still finding your voice. Thereby, keep going. Keep experimenting. Keep expressing. Keep growing. Your voice is coming. And when it arrives, there will be a richness moment and a fulfillment moment that will just go right through you. I see it like a beautiful crystalline pillar of light. But in this moment, what they're saying is, trust your voice enough to keep going, and know that with every expanded moment that you experience this, which is this month, right, you will find a greater presence. And so I'm so grateful to connect with you, my love. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. I love you.
We love you, honey. Namaste.
Beautiful.
Do we have time to do a couple more before we read the installment?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Salt Lake City, Sri. Hey,
right.
Salt Lake City, namaste.
Hi.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Oh, thank you. I'm surprised. You kind of took me, you took my breath away, which is such a beautiful thing in such a beautiful way. First, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for finding each other. You know, I'm, as we all are the beneficiary of your union. And you have been such a profound blessing to me. And I found you through my friend Patty Peterson, and I want to do a shout out to her. So she's such a delight in my life. And so thank you.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I've had so many profound dreams, and it's so time for me to be seen in my all of my glory. And I would love a mini soul reading.
Oh, thank you for the honor. Well, let me share this with you. As you were sharing, I saw your cloak of invisibility, and it's gorgeous, and that's why it's so hard to know it's gone. The entire rim is crystalline. So what happens is that when you're seeing crystalline light, you're ready to see beyond. And so you are at a plateau, and that's all that's happening. And they're literally saying, literally lift off the cloak and turn. And they're saying, turn to the left, turn to the right, look up, look down, turn to the left, turn to the right, look up, look down, bring your hands to your heart. Woo, that was interesting. Bring your hands to your heart, close your eyes, and see beyond. You are ready. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are. Thank you, honey.
Namaste.
Many blessings. Wow. You know, Sri, I want to share that in all these beautiful serendipitous experiences that are happening right now, I wanted to just quickly talk about the ascended numerology of this beautiful gift for humanity that came in from the divine directors. First of all, it came in at 8:44 a.m. Mm-hmm. That was when it was complete, which that is a 7 in ascended numerology. The message, the soul code, I actually did a Diamond Foundation soul code for this reading, and the master soul code for this reading is a 12. Mm. It's a 12. And the date, September 22nd, 2019, in ascended numerology is a 7, but here's what's more important. It's a 7 as a 106. Now, why that's important is because it means that it is an infinite intersection. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm teaching in soul charting. So this just blew my mind away, which is why I had to share it with you. But here's what even blew my mind away more, because I've never done this. I don't know why. Sri and I officially live in a teeny tiny blink you just missed it, literal village of the indigenous called Jinkir. It's the original language. So I did Jinkir, Azuay, Ecuador, and it's a 1, but it's a 1 as a 100. Now, in ascendant numerology, that is very, very rare, and it's very, very fascinating for this specific thing, because the 1 as a 100 is a 1 with a double infinite cross. So this message just kept screaming. And then last but not least, and I love this, and of course it would not be unique to this message, I just said, well, you know, what about the divine directors themselves?
Uh-huh.
Well, the divine directors themselves are the number 4, which is perfect balance. And here's what I loved even more. It was like they were playing with me. That 4 arrives from a 13, which is the master digit code to ascended numerology. So I'm just like freaking out over this, guys.
Your mind got blown, and then
it did. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, and you want to know, join me. Join me in ascended numerology, the soul code charting.
Yeah, because these
October
codes,
13.
These codes, these numbers truly help one notice the options in front of you when you're going to make a choice.
Yeah.
What energy you're really seeking to call in.
Yeah.
And how that might affect you.
So I'm looking at our time. Let's take another caller. Go for it, Sri. Where are we going?
Well, we can go to multiple places.
Well, go. Where are we going? British Columbia? Is that where I'm seeing right here?
Okay, here we go.
All right, we're going to British Columbia, Canada. Namaste.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
We hear you.
Oh, hi. I'm so amazed I got through.
We're glad
I'm so
you're
happy.
Here. Thank you. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say that I recently started connecting with your program, so it hasn't been very long. But I don't know, I just felt, kind of in tune with what you've been saying.
Yeah.
I had a unique experience about 30 years ago. I had one of those near-death experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I came back into my body, I felt like a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And like, everybody wanted to be around me. You know, I was attracting people to me. And I couldn't see anything bad. all I could see is beauty. That's it. And I love that experience, but it took a couple months, and it's like the density got back to me. You know what I mean?
I do. I really do.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've been trying to get back ever since. You know what I mean? To that state, that level. And I don't know. I do.
Take a breath. Well, you know, remember my angel, I died of cancer in 1989. I was clinically dead for 4 minutes. I had a very profound near-death experience. And unlike you, it took me 10 years because I'm that stubborn. So I do understand. So let me share with you a couple things. Number one, bring your hands to your heart. Because standing behind you right now are Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Haniel, Archangel Ariel, and then Archangel Michael is behind them, and Metatron is behind Michael. And I am almost crushed from the power I am feeling around you. And they are all gathered around you, and they are saying, our beloved sister, you have simply forgotten who you are, and we are here to remind you. Simply breathe, relax, and hear us now, for we are here to share that which you have been waiting to hear. We have heard your prayers. We have heard your cries. We have heard you, and we are here and have never left. It is now your time to gaze up and see us again, and together let us continue this journey. And so it is.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, my love.
Much love, dear.
Namaste, honey. And
thank you.
No, thank you, honey. And I'm really feeling these angels still in my head. Are you guys feeling this? And I'm getting that this is for all of us.
Yes.
This is for all of us. We have you are never alone. You might feel lonely, but you are never alone. And all you need do in those moments is lift. And Sri, I feel really inspired that this is the moment that we should read this ensoulment.
Okay.
So let's do that. So guys, bring a hand to your heart. We're going to actually put the this on screen if you're watching us. And we are going to just read it. Sri is going to begin and just relax and feel.
The Divine Directors speak through Kira Ra. Imagine a world where with every breath and in every moment, you only saw each being as the highest potential of their being for this lifetime. Then, notice you have already activated your star consciousness and have transcended the third dimension without the need for conscious thought. Now, what does your life look like? What are you doing? Who are you with? Where are you living? What do you look like? What are you wearing? How do you feel? Then notice that you are noticing and have already activated the lift from the fifth dimension into the seventh. Here you are floating and aware that you are, without any judgment, melted into a sea of compassionate lift from the fifth dimensional highway of experience. You have arrived at the seventh dimensional gateway. Discovering that a door does not exist, for you can only open this experience through the release of judgment and the recognition of the divine perfection of the weaving of energies through the complexity of space and time and co-creation. Here, the vastness of the journey unfolds, and there is a moment where your conscious breath calls you through the recognition that the body is not breathing. You are therefore called to instinctively pay attention to that which has just come forward.
This is the moment of divine awareness and the opportunity to experience the vastness as a witnesser of the fifth dimension, witnessing itself as the seventh dimension. You arrive again as a witness, now fully choosing to enter the ninth dimension. For to say yes to this resurrected presence is to fully release all the attachments, constraints, and needs of the third dimension. Fully anchored, in the compassion of the fifth dimension supports staying in a body of form without decay for as long as the experience serves the compassion. Go deeper with this. Study this daily. Print this and share it freely. For all who are ready are already awakening. May they find their way, and may all anchor the compassion of this moment. Take in a breath. And again, you can print that at shreeandkira.com. Just go to shreeandkira.com right now. It's on the homepage. Print the PDF. Share it. Please pass it around.
Because this wonderful sharing ignites a recognition that you know how to do this.
And you do. And October is going to be an extraordinary ride. And we will be with you every weekend at Explore the Mysteries on Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on Sundays at Sri and Kira Live at noon Pacific time, because we are walking through this together. Keep yourself in front of that which keeps your joy level high. Pay attention to the addiction, to that which is taking you away. Be mindful of how you feel after you interact with anything and everything, people, places, things, movies, shows, and food. And pay attention to that beautiful body of yours. It is speaking.
Yes. And beloved ones, this is an exquisite time, a time of heightened awareness, refined energetics, and refined discernments.
Mm-hmm.
In your wisdom, we become the mentors for those who are awakening.
Yes.
We become the teachers, the healers, the mentors.
Yeah.
And those attributes are how we co-create a beautiful collective.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to simply stand up and shine, not to react or seek to resolve what was put in motion by others. It is to shine and set an example of our own exquisite mastery. Each and every one of you is that master.
And in this final breath of September, if you're catching us over the September 29-30 moment, remember, we are all still in choice.
Yeah.
We are still in the awareness of the choice. And through that awareness of the choice, we will effortlessly flow with the full return that's coming in October. You are one with the infinite, and as you lift, it actually gets easier, and you see the greater playing field. So have fun.
Have fun indeed. Oh, beloved ones, it's been a joy to be with you today. And as we come to a close, take a deep breath.
Okay.
And trust all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.